Next Chapter Podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Play On Podcast listeners, this is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On Podcast, and I wanted to share a podcast that I think you'll love called The Stacks. It's a show all about books and the people who read them. The show is hosted by Tracy Thomas, a Black millennial who uses reading as a way to discuss our cultural understanding of race, gender, politics, and what it means to be alive. Tracy has interviewed an exciting range of guests, including Dr. Ibram X, Kendi, Quentin Tarantino, Samantha Irby, Sam Sanders, and many more. You can find The Stacks every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, Episode 6. I'll play the housewife. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
Sit on a potato pan. Fast forward, how does it end?
Yeah, Dustin just wants to know the end.
Some potion. A cocktail. A cocktail happens.
A cocktail?
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Wilt thou be gone? It is not yet near day. It was the nightingale, and not the lark, that pierced the fearful hollow of thine ear. Nightly she sings on yon pomegranate tree. Believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn. No nightingale. Look, love, what envious streaks do lace the severing clouds in yonder east. Night's candles are burnt out, and sprightly day stands tiptoe on the misty mountaintops. I must be gone and live, or stay and die.
Yond light is not daylight, I know it, It is some meteor that the sun exhales to be to thee this night a torchbearer and light thee on thy way to Mantua. Therefore stay yet, thou needest not yet be gone.
Let me be ta'en. Let me be put to death. I am content. If thou wilt have it so, I'll say yon gray is not the morning's eye, 'tis but the pale mirage of Luna's brow. And that is not the lark whose notes do cry to vaulty heaven so high above our heads. I have more care to stay than will to go. Come, death, and welcome, shh, Juliet, wilt it so? How is my soul? Let's talk. It is not day.
It is. Hie hence, begone away. It is the lark that sings so out of tune, straining harsh discords and unpleasing sharps. Some say the lark sings like the running streams. Fie upon that gorge she runs twixt us. Some say her eyes are taken from the toads. I would she took their croaking voice instead, since arm from arm, that voice parts us away. Thou, fleeing hunters, while I in their house stay. Oh, now be gone, more light and light it grows.
More light and light, more dark and dark our woes.
Madam?
Nurse?
Your lady mother is coming to your chamber. The day is broke. Be wary, look about.
And window let day in and let life out.
Farewell. Farewell. One kiss, and I'll descend.
Art thou gone so, love? Lord, I husband friend. I must hear from thee every day in the hour, for in a minute there are many days. Oh, by this count I shall be much in age ere I again behold my Romeo.
Farewell. I will omit no opportunity that may convey my greetings, love, to thee.
Oh, thinkst thou we shall ever meet again?
I doubt it not, for all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our times to come.
Oh, God, I have an ill-divining thought. Thou art so low, methinks I saw thy face as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. Either my eyesight fails or thou look'st pale.
And trust me, love, in my eye so do you. Dry sorrow drinks our blood. Adieu. Adieu.
Oh, fortune! Fortune! All men call thee fickle. If thou art fickle, he is not for thee, being so renowned for faith. Be fickle, fortune. Then I hope thou wilt not keep him long, but send him back.
Knock, knock. Why, how now, Juliet?
Madam, I am not well.
Oh, evermore weeping for your cousin's death. What? Wilt thou take him from his grave with tears? E'en if thou couldst not make him live. Therefore be done. Some grief shows much of love, but much of grief displays a lack of wit.
Yet let me weep for such a deep felt loss.
So shall you feel the loss, but not the friend which you weep for.
Feeling so the loss, I cannot help but choose to weep the friend.
Well, girl, you weep not so much for his death, but for the life the villain lives today.
What villain, madam?
That same villain, Romeo.
God pardon him. I do with all my heart, and yet no man hath grieved my heart as him.
That is because the traitor murderer lives.
So far away from where my hands might reach, and none but I shall venge my cousin's death.
We will have vengeance for it. Fear thou not. Then weep no more. I'll message one in Mantua, where that same banished vagabond doth live, to sneak in him in undetected vial. And the rogue shall soon keep Tybalt company. And then I hope thou wilt be satisfied.
Indeed, I never shall be satisfied with Romeo till I behold him dead. Is my heart vexed so for a kinsman lost? Madam, if you could find a stealthy man to bear a poison, I would render it that Romeo should, upon receipt thereof, soon sleep in quiet. Oh, how my heart abhors to hear him named and cannot go to him. Repay the love I bore my cousin upon his body that hath slaughtered him.
Find thou the means, and I'll find such a man. But now I'll tell thee joyful tidings, girl.
And joy comes well in such a needy time. What are they, I beseech your ladyship?
Well, well, thou hast a caring father, child. One who, to lift thee from thy heaviness, hath sprung upon a sudden day of joy that thou expects not, nor one I looked for.
Madam, how fortunate. What day is that?
Mary, my child. Early next Thursday morn, the gallant, young, and noble gentleman, the County Paris at St. Peter's Church, shall happily make thee there a joyful bride.
Now by St. Peter's Church and Peter too, he shall not make me there a joyful bride. I wonder at this haste that I must wed before the man would even come to woo. I pray you, tell my lord and father, madam, I will not marry yet. And when I do, I swear it shall be Romeo, whom you know I hate, rather than Paris. These are news indeed.
Here comes your father. Tell him so yourself, and see how he will take to what you spake.
Art thou a fountain, girl? But still in tears. This storm must smooth, or else we'll overturn thy tempest-tossed body. How now, wife? Have you delivered to her our decree?
Aye, sir, but she will not. She gives you thanks. I would the fool were married to her grave.
Soft, take me with you. Take me with you, wife. How will she not? Does she not give us thanks? Is she not thrilled? Does she not see how blessed, unworthy as she is, that we have found so worthy a gentleman to be her bride?
Not thrilled you have, but thankful that you have. Thrilled I can never be of what I hate, but thankful for the hated act meant for love.
How How? Chopped logic? What is this? Thrilled, and I thank you, and I thank you not, and yet not thrilled? Spoiled minion, you. Thank me no thankings, no thrill me no thrills, but fiddle your fine bones against Thursday next to go with Paris to St. Peter's Church, or I will drag thee by your hair onto the altar.
Fie! What? Are you mad?
Good father, I beseech you on my knees. Hear me with patience. Let me speak a word.
Hang thee, young strumpet, disobedient wretch! I tell thee what, get thee to church on Thursday, or never think to look me in the face. Speak not, reply not, do not answer me! My fist trembles.
Oh, wife, we thought us unblessed that God had lent us but this single child. But now I see this one is one too much, and that we have a curse in having her, disgusting harlot!
God in heaven bless her. You are not right, my lord, berating so.
And why, my lady wisdom? Hold your tongue.
I've spoken none wrong.
Oh, God, forbid me!
May not one speak.
Peace, you mumbling fool!
You are too hot.
Hang thee, it makes me mad. Day, night, hour, tide, time, work, play, alone, in company, always I vexed over her match. And now I have provided a gentleman of noble parentage, of rich estates. He's young, holds inheritance, stuffed, as they say, with honorable virtues, so stacked with all a girl could wish to wed. And then to have a wretched, wailing fool whining at her good fortune's gracious table, crying, I'll not wed, I cannot love, I am too young, I pray you pardon me. Fine, if you will not wed, I'll pardon you. Graze where you will, you shall not house with me. Look to it, think on't. I do not simply jest. Thursday is near. Lay hand on heart and think. If you be mine, I'll give you to my friend. If you be not, hang, beg, starve, die in the streets. By my soul, I'll ne'er acknowledge thee. No, what is mine shall never be thine own. Believe me, think on't. I'll not turn these thoughts.
Is there no pity sitting in the clouds that sees into the bottom of my grief? Oh, sweet my mother, cast me not away. Delay this marriage for a month, a week, or if you cannot make the bridal bed in that dim monument where Tybalt lies.
Talk not to me, for I'll not speak a word. Do as thou wilt. I am done with thee.
Oh, God! Oh, nurse, how shall this be prevented? My husband is on earth, my vows in heaven. How shall those vows return to be regiven unless that husband send it me from heaven by leaving earth? Comfort me, counsel me. How cruel that heaven should practice trickeries upon so soft a subject as myself. What sayest thou? Hast thou not a word of joy, some comfort, nurse?
Faith, here it is. Romeo is banished, and all the world to nothing are the chances he has of returning. Or if he does, it must be done in stealth. Then, since the case so stands as now it does, I think it best you married with the county. Oh, he's a lovely gentleman. Romeo's a dishcloth to him. An eagle, madam, hath not so keen, so bright, so fair an eye as Paris hath. The devil take my heart, I think you blessed in this your second match, for it excels your first. Or, if it did not, Your first is dead, or might as well be dead, for all the nothing he for you can do.
Speakest thou from thy heart?
And for my soul, too. Else to hell with both.
Amen.
What?
Well, thou hast comforted me marvelous much. Go in and tell my mother I am gone, having displeased my father to Lawrence Sell, to make confession and to be absolved.
Mary, I will. And this is wisely done.
Ancient damnation. Oh, most wicked fiend! Is it more sin to wish me thus a cheat? Or to dispraise my lord with that same tongue which she hath praised him with above compare so many thousand times. Go, counselor. Thou and my bosom henceforth shall be twain. Well, to the friar to know his remedy. If all else fail, I've power to die myself.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, what's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? Listen to a podcast? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I speak from experience. Therapy really helped me a lot. It helped me get focused. It helped me clarify my objectives. It helped me make sure that I attained the goals that I set for myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/playon today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/playon.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
On Thursday, sir, the time is very short.
My father Capulet will have it so, and I am loath to slow his haste at all.
You say you do not know the lady's mind. The course is too unsmooth. I like it not.
She weeps for Tybalt's death immoderately, and therefore have I little talked of love, for Venus smiles not in a house of tears.
Look, sir, here comes the lady toward my cell.
Happily met, my lady and my wife.
That may be, sir, when I may be a wife.
That may be, must be, love, on Thursday next.
What must be, shall be.
Honest words to speak.
Come you to make confession to this father?
I'd answer that if you were my confessor.
Do not deny to him that you love me.
I will confess to you that I love him.
So will ye, I am sure, that you love me.
And I am sure it will be of more worth to speak behind your back than to your face.
Poor soul, thy face is much abused with tears.
The tears got not much victory by that. My face was bad enough before their spite.
A claim that wrongs your beauty, worse than tears.
It is no slander, sir, if it is the truth, and what I spake it to my face.
Thy face is mine, and thou hast slandered it.
It may be so, for it is not mine own. Are you at leisure, Holy Father, now, or shall I come to you at evening mass?
I am at leisure now, my solemn daughter. My lord, we must now ask for time alone.
God forbid that I disturb devotion. Juliet, on Thursday morning will I arouse ye. Till then, adieu, and keep this holy kiss.
Oh, shut the door, and when thou hast done so, come weep with me. Past hope, past cure, past help.
Oh, Juliet, I already know thy grief. It strains me past the compass of my wits. I hear thou must, and nothing may prolong it, on Thursday next be married to this county.
Friar, tell me not that thou hast heard it, unless thou tell me how I may prevent it. If in thy wisdom thou canst give no remedy, I bid thee call my resolution wise. While I do help myself thus with this knife.
Oh,
God, no. Joined my heart and Romeo's. Thou art hands. Before this hand, sealed to my love by thee, shall sign away its honor to another, or ere my heart with treacherous revolt turn from my husband, this shall slay them both. Be not so long to speak. I long to die if what thou speakest speak not of remedy.
Hold, daughter. I do see a seed of hope that doth demand an act that's as extreme as that which we would venture to prevent. If thou hast strength of will to slay thyself rather than to marry County Paris, then is it likely thou wilt undertake a thing like death to chide away this shame? It wars with death himself to escape from it, but if thou dare, I'll give thee remedy.
Oh, bid me leap from battlements of towers, or walk through robbers' roads, or bid me lurk where serpents live, then make me marry Paris. Chain me in a cave with roaring bears, or hide me nightly in a pauper's vault overcovered thick with dead man's rotting bones with reeking skin and skulls with missing jaws, or bid me go into an ancient grave and keep me with bone-threaded clothes of old things that, to hear them told, have made me tremble, and I will do it without fear or doubt to live an unstained wife to my sweet love.
Hold then. Go home. Be merry. Give consent to marry Paris.
No.
Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, make sure thou lie alone. Let not the nurse lie with thee in thy chamber. Take thou this vial when you're in bed. Drink this distilled elixir, and so quick through all thy veins shall run, like river Styx, a cold and sluggish slumber for a time. Thy pulse shall yield the drumbeats of the dead. No warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest. The roses in thy lips and cheeks shall fade to pasty ashes. Thy eyes' windows fall like death when he shuts up the day of life. Each part, deprived of supple governance, shall stiffen, stark, and cold appear like death. And in this borrowed likeness of the dead, thou shalt continue 24 hours, and then awake, as from a pleasant sleep. Now, when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes uncovered you shall lie. Thou shalt be laid to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, before thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our plan, and hither shall he come. And he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua, and this shall free thee from this present shame. If no inconstant whim nor womanish fear abate thy valor in the acting it.
Give me. Oh, tell me not of fear.
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua with my letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help the act. Farewell, dear father.
Invite all guests on this list are writ. And syrup.
Go hire me 20 cunning cooks.
You shall have the best, sir, because I'll put them all to the finger-licking test.
How canst thou test them so?
Easy, sir. A cook that won't lick his own fingers don't like his own taste. So no licking, no hiring.
Go be gone. We shall be unprepared much for this time. What, is my daughter gone to fire Lawrence?
Aye, she has.
Well, he may chance to do some good on her. A peevish, stubborn harlotry it is.
Look! There she comes from church with merry look.
Clang, 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 clang. How now, my headstrong? Where have you been wandering?
Where I've been taught to quick repent the sin of disobedient opposition to you and your commands, and am advised by Holy Lawrence to fall prostrate here to beg your pardon. Pardon, I beseech you. Henceforward, I am ever ruled by you.
Send for the county. Go tell him of this. I'll have this knot knit up tomorrow morning.
I met the youthful lord at Friar's Cell and gave him what might soon become a love, not stepping o'er the bounds of modesty.
Why, I am glad on't. This is good. Stand up. This is as it should be. Let me see. The county. I, Mary, go, I say, and fetch him hither. Now, before God, this reverend holy friar, our whole city is much obliged to him.
Nurse, will you go with me into my closet to help me choose the needed ornaments that you think fit to furnish me tomorrow?
No, not till Thursday. There is time enough.
Go, nurse, go with her. We'll to church tomorrow.
We shall be rushed to meet our preparation. 'Tis now near night.
Ah, tush, I will stir about, and all things shall be well. I warrant thee, wife. Go thou to Juliet, help adorn our child. I'll not to bed tonight. Let me alone. I'll play the housewife for this once. What ho! Oh, they're all gone. Well, I will walk myself to County Paris to prepare him up against tomorrow. My heart is wondrous light since this same wayward girl returns from plight.
Aye, those attires fit best. But, gentle nurse, I pray thee leave me to myself tonight.
Oh!
For I have need to kneel in private prayer to move the fates to smile upon my state, which, well, thou knowest, is laden full of sin.
Knock, knock. What? Are you busy, ho? Need you my help?
No, madam. We have culled such necessaries that well befit our circumstance tomorrow. So please you, let me now be left alone. And let the nurse this night sit up with you. For I'm sure you have your hands all full in this so sudden business.
Good night. Get thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need.
Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. A faint, cold fear thrills through my witless veins. It almost freezes up the heat of life. I will call them back again to comfort me. Nurse! But what could she do here? My dismal scene, I need to act alone. Come, potion. What if this mixture does not work at all? Shall I be married then tomorrow morning? No, no. This dagger shall forbid it. Lie thou there. What if the friar hath cunningly dispensed a poison in my hands to have me dead, lest in this marriage he should be dishonored because he married me before to Romeo? I fear it is, yet it cannot be true, for he hath always proved a holy man. What if, when I am laid into the tomb, I wake before the time Romeo come to redeem me? There's a fearful thought. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault, whose shielded mouth no healthy air breathes in, and there die strangled ere my Romeo comes? Or, if I live, how shall I reconcile my waking breath with frigid dews of death together in the terror of the place, shut up therein, an ancient receptacle wherein the bones of all my ancestors are packed from since the many hundred years where bloody Tybalt, yet still green in earth, lies festering in his cloak where, as they say, at some hours in the night, spirits return. Alack, alack, how long in early waking shall I bear to withstand the loathsome smells, the shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth? They drive the living toward madness, 'tis said. Oh, if I wake, shall I not be distraught, surrounded with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints and pluck the mangled Tybalt from his cloak, till in this craze I find some kinsman's bones and use it to bash out my desperate brains? Oh, look, methinks I see my cousin's ghost seeking out Romeo that did spike his body upon a rapier's point. Stay, Tybalt, stay. Romeo. 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 A drink. I drink to thee.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the NatCo and Two River Theater production of Romeo and Juliet, written by William Shakespeare, and translated into modern English verse by Hansel Jung. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is directed by Dustin Wills. Radio play by Catherine Eaton, with additional contributions by Liana Keyes. The cast is as follows. Dorcas Lung as Juliet. Chris Bano as Romeo. Mia Katigbak as Nurse and Prince. Daniel Liu as Lady Capulet, Lady Montague, and Peter. Purva Betty as Friar Lawrence. Mitchell Winter as Paris, Tybalt, and Apothecary. Daisuke Tsuji as Lord Capulet and Lord Montague. Jose Gamo as Mercutio and Samson. Zion Jang as Benvolio and Balthazar. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Mix and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Original music composition by Brian Quijada. Additional music composition and music direction by Nigel Robinson. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keyes. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes. And join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts.